Wasserman Schultz, we already have work requirements and suggesting people don't want to work is discriminatory. By Ian Hanchett on May 31, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of Bloomberg Sound On, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, stated that the increased work requirements in the debt ceiling bill are harming the poor and suggesting that people who are struggling don't want to work and that they just want to sit fat and happy and collect a government check and that this is insulting, ridiculous, and discriminatory. She also noted that work requirements already exist for a lot of benefits. Host Joe Matthew asked, relevant exchange begins around 8:05. We were joined by Representative Jim McGovern, DMA, a couple of days ago and, he was specifically addressing the issue of work requirements. He said that he is sick and tired of trying to deal with budgetary challenges by screwing poor people. Is he right about that? Wasserman Schultz answered, yeah, he is right about that. It is totally, we already have work requirements for that kind of assistance and for a wide range of assistance and to suggest that people who are struggling don't want to work and that they just want to sit fat and happy and collect a government check is insulting, ridiculous, and discriminatory. That said, in order to make sure that we can protect our economy from Republican extremism, the minor change to work requirements, and it phases in and then phases out, while expanding the food stamp benefits to include veterans, former foster youth, and people who are homeless, that's a good trade-off, because all of it is temporary. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.